For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Many Michigan teachers are returning from the Labor Day weekend with some labor issues of their own. 1 week into the start of a new school year, superintendents are still waiting for state lawmakers to pass the K-12 education budget. The uncertainty over how much money districts will have to operate with is preventing them from negotiating more than 100 unsettled union contracts. That's just one example of what many teachers count as a litany of obstacles that hamper their profession. As Michigan faces a severe teacher shortage, I wanted to hear from someone whose job it is to recruit and train the next generation of educators. I found Dr. Dorinda Carter Andrews, the chair of the Department of Teacher Education at Michigan State University.
When you think about the American educational system as a whole, it is a system with lots of moving parts, and teachers often are on the receiving end. And so over time, we've seen really a prohibiting of teacher agency, not just in the classroom, but by way of decision making and policy making and curriculum design. And so when that happens, the system can't function as it should.
There was a report by the Michigan Education Association that found that nationwide, the teacher shortage issue is getting worse and the teacher salaries continue to decline. What do you make of that?
Yeah, we've even seen our numbers decline in the teacher preparation program here. And so we have to begin as a state to think critically about how do we incentivize being a teacher? Salary is one way. It's not the only way. How can we get high school students to see this career as attractive? How can they grow? And that means growing professionally, ensuring that my salary increases from year to year, and that there are other ways in which I'm incentivized.
Here's something else. The 2019-20 school year will be the year in which a teacher's annual evaluation is going to be weighted. 40% of their evaluation will be based on their students' standardized test performance. For many years, it was 25%. And I am hearing anecdotally, there are so many other factors that are just out of a teacher's control, and they're saying this is just not fair.
Absolutely. And it totally erases the kind of environmental conditions that kids face that are completely out of a teacher's capacity to intervene. Teachers are often solely responsible for the things that happen during the school day and try to attend to things that students encounter outside the school walls. But that is not in their contract. That's not the case. And so to increase the percentage of student achievement data that's connected to teacher evaluation, I think really sends the message to teachers that we don't value you in a humanizing, holistic way. We just want to ensure that you're getting kids to perform. It's all on you. And, you know, hey, these external factors, we expect you to handle those too.
When you and your colleagues launch a fresh crop of new teachers from Michigan State University, what encourages you about how they have been equipped as they launch into their profession?
We know, or we believe, that we are preparing teachers who have a good level of social justice orientation toward the classroom, who feel confident about their ability to relate to culturally diverse students, whether they are teaching in the suburbs, urban communities, rural communities, it doesn't matter. They have gotten the proper methods instruction. We feel confident that they're able to hold their own and seek out the necessary professional development that will help them be successful long term in their career. Could we do a better job in tracking that? Yes, we could. But on average, we hear from many school districts around the country that a Spartan teacher is a surely good teacher in their building.
Dr. Dorinda Carter Andrews is the chair of the Department of Teacher Education at the College of Education at Michigan State University. Dr. Andrews, thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
In East Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.